it's great when the ASC meeting comes to me. So I wanted to start with Romans 8, 18 through 21. In my opinion, whatever we may have to go through now is less than nothing compared to the magnificent future God has planned for us. The whole creation is on tiptoe to see the wonderful sights of the sons of God coming into their home. The world of creation cannot as yet see reality, not because it chooses to be blind, but because in God's purpose it has been so limited. Yet it has been given hope. And the hope is that in the end, the whole of the created life will be rescued from the tyranny of change and decay and have its share in that magnificent liberty which can only belong to the children of God. Now, I grew up listening to my father preach. He was a Baptist minister, and he always used the Phillips translation. So if this seems like an odd translation of this Romans passage, it's because it's the Phillips translation. And one of my favorite passages growing up was this passage with the image of the entire creation standing on tiptoe and waiting and yearning for all of humanity to come to the fullness of Christ. Because I love these verses, I would also sing a particular song that was in our household from the Fisher Folk called On Tiptoe. And the front of the album had a picture of a toddler standing on tiptoe. So I wanted to read to you some of the words from that song. I walk with you, my children, through valleys filled with gloom and echoes of the starlight and shadows of the moon. In the whispers of the night wind are gentle words for you to touch you and assure you it's my world you're walking through. And all creation straining on tiptoe just to see the sons of God coming to their own. So I wondered if this verse, in this particular translation, and this song, with its vision of creation as a blessing from above, have shaped my scholarly life as a geographer. Certainly, my scholarly work has always come back to that essential theological question raised in Romans 8. What is the connection between the fallen nature of humankind and this yearning for the creation to be set free? And what is God's hope for the entirety of the creation along with humanity? In this era, when we face the global challenge of climate change with its many impacts, especially on the poor, and the creatures who have changing habitats, I come back to the scripture which reminds me to join God in his work at sustaining us, the creation. Meanwhile, I await that day when all humanity and all creation shall come into their fullness. Shalom, being at peace with God, with each other, and with the creation. Let us all continue to stand on tiptoe. Let's pray. Dear Lord of the creation and the universe, may your spirit give us hope for the future, your future. Give us joy at the wonders of the world you have created, and give us a spirit of anticipation at what you are going to do, and lead us as we participate in that work. Amen.